Wizardy Witch and the Injured Bat by David G. Shepherd. Wizardy Witch is always whizzing around. She is the fastest witch in the land of magic.
Zoomity zoom! Let's go broom!
She squeals, making her broomstick go faster. Whiz! And off she whizzes. One day, Wizardy Witch was flying far beyond the dark forest when she saw a big cave in the side of a hill. Let's explore inside there, Broom, she suggested. On the floor of the cave, piles of smelly droppings covered the ground. I wonder what caused all this smelly poo, she said. Suddenly, thousands of bats flew out in a seething cloud, heading off into the forest. Wizardy Witch ducked instinctively as they swept over her head, rushing off in a stream of high-pitched squeaks. Wow! Look at them, Broom! Have you ever seen such a sight before? Broomstick quivered in response. After the bats had disappeared into the distance, Wizardy Witch walked into the cave, trying carefully to avoid the deepest piles of smelly poo. Hanging from the ceiling was one single bat. Its wing hung awkwardly. Are you okay, Bat? Asked Wizardy Witch kindly. A great eagle swooped down on me as I was feeding in the forest and hurt my wing. Now I cannot fly, and I am very hungry, the bat explained. What do you like to eat? Wiz inquired. I eat the fruit from the plum trees on the western edge of the forest. My friends will all be there now. Come with me, said Wizardy Witch. I will carry you to the trees so you can eat some plums. The bat gratefully accepted Wizardy's offer. Soon they were zooming off across the forest, heading for the western edge. Sure enough, thousands of the bat's friends swarmed over the fruit-laden trees. Wizardy selected one, without many other bats, and put the injured bat on the branch next to a very ripe plum. Together, they feasted on the sweet, juicy fruit. Wizardy Witch filled her satchel with dozens of plums to take back for her mum, dad, and cousin Whizbang Wizard. After the bat had eaten a stomachful of fruit, he asked to be taken home. Let me have a look at your damaged wing first, said Wizardy. The bat tried to spread out the injured wing, but it remained limp and broken. We need some powerful magic to heal this, she said. Can you do that? The bat asked hopefully. No, I'm too young. The bat looked sad and deflated. But I do know someone who might be able to help, she suggested. Wizardy Witch called to her broomstick. Zoomity zoom, let's go, Broom, she said, directing them to the magic castle. Deep underground, she zoomed to the wooden door with a sign written on it. Keep out, private, in big letters. Wizardy Witch knocked politely on the door and opened it slightly. A tall wizard with an even taller hat stood at the far end of the long room. He scowled at Wizardy and said, Can't you read? Wiz ignored the great Skylar's question and bustled between all the magic experiments and equipment. She walked confidently up to the wizard and said, Hello again. Do you remember me? I'm Wizardy Witch. I came to see you before. The wizard looked down his long nose, over the top of his glasses. He studied Wiz closely and then turned back to his work. He said over his shoulder, "Go away, I'm busy." Wizardy Witch lifted the injured bat and placed him in front of the great Skylar. "My friend here has a broken wing. He was attacked by one of the eagles in the dark forest and now cannot fly." The wizard pushed the bat to one side and said, "I do not have time for this, Wizardy Witch. I have very important work to complete for the king, you know. I cannot waste time healing injured bats." "I would heal him myself if you would show me the spell," said Wiz cheekily. "You?" laughed the great Skylar. "What do you mean, you would use one of my spells? The cheek of it! Now go home before I turn you into a bat." "This poor bat cannot feed and will die if you do not help him. Or is it that you don't know any spell to cure this injured wing?" she challenged. The tall wizard stood up straight, towering over Wizardy Witch. "What is that you say? I, the great Skylar, not know a spell? Of course I know a spell to cure an injured wing. I have a whole book full of healing spells." The wizard stepped over to the large bookcase and took a dusty old book from the top shelf. As he blew off the dust, the book changed shape into a bat. Flicking open the pages, he found the spell he was looking for. "So, you think you can command a powerful spell, do you, young wizardy? Well, here it is." The wizard showed her the page. "You must find a purple frog at the top of the jagged mountains. Only then can you hope to complete this spell, if you are strong enough." Wiz memorized the spell and thanked the great wizard for sharing his secrets. "Now will you please let me get on with my work?" the wizard tutted, turning back to his bubbling potions. Wiz sped off to find her cousin Whizbang Wizard and quickly told him the story. The two zoomed off to the top of the jagged mountains. They found the lake filled with purple frogs. "Catch one and let's see if the spell works," said Wisby. The two chased after the frogs, but every time they tried to catch one, the frog simply disappeared and reappeared somewhere else. After 10 minutes, the two realized the task was impossible. "What about a magic net, Wiz?" suggested Whizbang. He quickly conjured one up and used it to trap several frogs with one swipe. As soon as he tried to grab hold of a frog, it disappeared again. "These frogs must have powerful magic, Wiz," the boy complained.
"Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit,"
a frog croaked. The two looked at the frog but did not understand purple frog language. The frog hopped closer and looked intently at the young wizard and witch.
"Why you try catch me?"
he said very badly in their language.
"Me no do nothing to you, a ribbit."
Wizardy Witch quickly showed the purple frog the injured bat and explained their intentions.
"Why you no just ask, a ribbit?"
the frog complained.
"Put bat here, a ribbit."
Wizardy placed the bat carefully next to the purple frog and sang the powerful spell. Potions, mix, and doctor's tricks, now heal this bat, its wing to fix. Immediately, all the frogs changed colour from purple to red, then green, then blue, and finally a deep orange. They all croaked together in a loud ribbit. The bat started to change colour too. He went a very deep shade of purple as the magic healed the broken wing.
Colour change back in a few days, a ribbit, the frog said to the bat.
He then hopped off with his friends into the purple lake. The orange washed off as they all returned to purple.
Thank you, said Wizardy Witch gratefully.
Wow, it worked, Wiz, said Wisby.
Excellent! That is an amazing spell.
The bat thanked them both and flew off to his home, a very happy bat.
And that is the story of Wizardy Witch and the Injured Bat.